Isn't Dr. Schumacher dictating? No, progress note on Melvin Erlinger. Last name, E-H-R-L-I-N-G-E-R, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. The date was June 13, 2022. Place was Covenant, Glenn and Frankenmuth. New paragraph, chief complaint. He was seen in follow-up of dementia, stroke history, history of gout, hypertension. This paragraph, Mr. Erlinger, his main complaint today is that he has pimple-like lesions on his face, period. He's had it off and on for a while and denies any pain or itch, period. New paragraph, he has hypertension, but this is currently stable and his current medications, period. He denies any headache or any cardiac symptoms now, period. He has a history of stroke, but couldn't recall as much detail on that. Period.
He
has a history of gout, but that's remote, and there's been no recent attacks. He remains on allopurinol. Your paragraph, reuse system is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, or nausea. In the paragraph examination, he was not acutely distressed. Temperature 98.8, pulse 80, respiratory 16. Blood pressure 120 over 80, O2 sat 96%. Head and neck revealed slight acne-like lesions on the face that are tiny, period. They could also be slightly waxy lesions, but they're not bothersome, period. Oral mucosa normal, neck supple, lungs were cleared. Neck to say no nose. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal S1, S2. No S3, no S4. No gallop, no murmur, abdomen is not tender, CNS, cranial is mostly normal, and sensation intact. The paragraph of mental status, he is totally oriented at time, place, and person, period. He could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. He could tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. Affect was normal. The paragraph assessment of plants. One, Mr. Erlinger has acne-like lesions on his face, and he'll give a trial of Cleosin T topically 3 times a day for a week, or for 2 weeks. Two, he has hypertension, controlled with amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has history of gout, and will continue allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Four, he has a past history of COVID, but that's not active, and that was in 2019. Five, there's documentation of stroke history, but he couldn't recall much about that, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating end of dictation.